We talk about your money on Fridays, and today, economic anxiety. New research suggests anxiety is rising among America's middle class, and then it doesn't help that we're hearing about volatility in the housing market. Whether or not we're actually in uncertain economic times, one thing is for certain, Americans aren't saving. And that's something Shira Boss is concerned about. She's a personal finance writer who's joined us before on this show. Welcome.
Hello.
Recent data from the Pew Research Center found that nearly half of American households report they often lack money to make ends meet. And over 40% of households say they're not happy with the way things are going financially. But the economy basically is thriving. What's this all about?
Well, the economy might be thriving as a whole, but our personal financial situation within households has gotten steadily worse. It's really gotten to be a problem. It's causing us a lot of anxiety because we've really lost touch of living within our means. And we need to take a close look at our expenses and start trimming the fat from the budget.
So you're saying everyone has enough to save some. When you talk about trimming fat that people don't think they have, where do you begin?
Well, the three biggest expenses for most households are your housing, your food, and your car or transportation. So you can trim the little things, but going after those big three, I think you'll see some, you know, big results.
Let's start with housing. What can you do?
Again, think creatively, creative ways you can cut back on that. My friend lost her job and she had an ad in the paper the next day to get a roommate. It's not comfortable. It's not something that most people are going to do, but it was a kind of a drastic step that she took, and that makes a huge difference. She cut her housing in half.
What about food? Again, I think everyone, as you can say, maybe not go to that fancy restaurant, but basically you've got to eat.
Yeah, I struggle with this one myself. Food is a huge part of my budget. You think to yourself, my gosh, it's food. What have I come to that I need to cut my what I'm eating? I know it works because sometimes I leave for running and I'll put $5 in my pocket and just in case. And on the way home, I'll decide I'm too tired to go out again. So I'll say, okay, with this $5 in my pocket, I don't have my debit card with me. I'm going to go to the grocery store and make this work. And I've got to get dinner ingredients on $5. And it does work. You pick up, you know, a can of beans and a can of tomatoes and you throw together a chili or whatever it is that you can think of when you're in the store. And when I go with my debit card, it's always $25.
Well, as long as we're going down this list, transportation.
Right. Here's another one that's, you know, the idea of a need versus a desire or a luxury has gotten very gray. A lot of families now have more cars than there are drivers in the household. I mean, that is just not necessary. And we make excuses like, oh, this one's for the winter or the car stroller fits better in this vehicle. But the fact of the matter is you don't need to take on that many obligations. So again, it's a matter of thinking creatively and doing what you can to cut those expenses, even when you're so used to paying them.
Now, you live in Manhattan, where it's pretty hard to pinch pennies. It's both expensive and also there's a lot of temptation. What about other things, things that aren't necessities? You know, everyone thinks they can give up luxuries, but, you know, luxuries are part of life. What do you do there?
You know, I have a system where I take some cash out of every paycheck and put it in an envelope that I mark goodie bag. And when I want to splurge on something, I take the cash right out of there and do it. And that actually makes, you know, earning money and spending it a lot more fun. And again, it's just the old-fashioned concept of building up some funds in advance instead of spending them, you know, when you don't have the money, and then it adds to more, you know, stress and guilt later as you try to pay it back.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Shira Boss is author of the book Green with Envy, Why Keeping Up with the Joneses is Keeping Us in Debt.